نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين تولوا قوما غضب الله عليهم ما هم منكم ولا منهم ويحلفون على الكذب وهم يعلمون. أعد الله لهم عذابا شديدا إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون. اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله فلهم عذاب مهين. لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا، أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. صدق الله العظيم.
علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening over receivers and those at the madrasa. In tonight's majlis, I have recited before you some verses of Surah Al-Mujadala. In these verses which I have recited, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives a very, very strong message. And it is appropriate for the time that we are living in, and especially these days which are very, very close to the elections that are going to take place. Everybody wants to know who to vote for. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving us guidance. And these verses, as I said, are very relevant. As far as the elections are concerned, it is permissible person uses the vote as an amanat and votes for somebody that he believes will be really doing some kind of service to the community, or some party that he believes is the lesser of the two evils, because these days we can't talk about the better of the two good, talk about lesser of the two evils. But that is a different issue. Here we are talking about a party that existed in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and will remain for all times. Until the day of Qiyamah you will see this party. There are lots of parties in the world. We have birthday parties, engagement parties, marriage parties, bride parties, tea parties, and all kinds of parties. Then in the elections that are going to take place, then we have some of the well-known parties and some of the unknown parties, different kinds of parties. So there were some parties that existed in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and will remain for all times. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is informing us of that party. I am not giving the tafsir of the Quran Sharif, just giving you the gist and the meaning. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. A party or a group of people, they were befriending others. Some were befriending others. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, do you not see? Those who are befriending a people with whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is displeased. That their friendship is with such kind of people with whom Allah ta'ala is displeased. The ghazab and anger and the wrath of Allah ta'ala is upon them. So there is one group of people who is befriending that group. And this refers to the munafiqeen of that time. That the munafiqeen were befriending the Jews. The hypocrites who were two-faced. On the one side, they claim that they are great lovers of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And on the other hand, they were befriending the enemies of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is the party that Allah Ta'ala is talking about. That they were befriending the Jews. One is dealing with the kuffar, with the mushrikeen, with the Yahud, with the Nasara. There are chapters written on it, and the guidelines that are given to be good, to be kind, to help and assist, to go and visit if they're sick, to be honest and truthful in our business relationship with them. If the person is a neighbor, then to assist and help the person if he's in need. The poor, the needy, the destitute amongst them, to help them, to take care of them. Now, all these things are teachings of Islam. So many came into Islam because they saw this type of goodness from the Muslim side. Here we are talking about those who are opposed to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those who are the enemies of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. And they are actively engaged in trying to topple the Muslim. They are actively engaged in trying to destroy this ummat of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. They were leaving no stone unturned in causing difficulties, hardship and problems for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So much so that they even had people that were attending the majlis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to get some kind of secrets and inform those who were their enemies, the Jews and Kuffar and others. That time also they had coalition of enemy forces. So they used to even attend the majlis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion, he went into his room and then he mentioned to his companions there, that just now a person will come. He has a heart of a tyrant. He has a heart of a tyrant. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that that person will come. And then he gave some other description of this person also. When this person came, he was one of those munafiqeen, or one of those Jews, because most of the munafiqeen were Jews. So when he came in, the sahaba, they saw that he was a person who was short-statured, and he had blue or green eyes. And when he came in, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, that why do you talk ill about me? Why do you talk ill about me? So the person denied and he said, no way, it's absolute lies. I don't talk ill about you. And he went and brought his friends and they also took qasams and said that we don't talk ill about you. So these are the people that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is talking about. As I said, I'm just giving you the gist, although we require a lot of time if we have to really make tafsir of this ayat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, these verses were revealed upon him and says, Ma hum minkum. They are neither from amongst you and neither from amongst them. That means these munafiqeen, they are two-faced. They are neither loyal to you and neither loyal to them. Neither loyal to you nor loyal to them. Nothing. As they say, Na illa alladhina ulla alladhi. مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَهَا أُولَاءِ وَلَا إِلَهَا أُولَاءِ. Neither this side nor that side. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of their weakness and of their attitude that they were munafiqs. So here we are told, or they are informed, that ma hum minkum, they are neither from amongst you nor from amongst them. That means they are neither even loyal to, they are not loyal to even the Jews too. Wherever their bread is buttered, they are loyal to that person. They are loyal to that party where their bread is buttered, where their pockets can get filled up, where they can enjoy the perks. So they are loyal to them.
وَيَحْلِفُونَ عَلَى الْكَذِيبِ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
The meaning of which is that, and they take qasams. They take false qasams, false oaths. They speak a lot of lies and then again they take qasam upon their lies. As in the incident that I just related to you, that on the that the person immediately started taking qasam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most certainly I never spoke bad about you, I never spoke evil about you. We didn't talk ill about you. And he brought friends also to take qasam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informs, وَيَحْلِفُونَ عَلَى الْكَذِيبِ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And not that they do not know about it. The person who is speaking a lie, he knows fully well that he is speaking a lie. The person who is speaking a deliberate lie, he knows about it. Now just on that we can discuss so many issues. Well, let's move on. So what will Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala do? These people, they think that they are getting away. These people, they think that we have evaded any kind of arrest or any kind of judgment or any kind of pain and suffering because of our lies and because of our doings. So that is not true, because the day of judgment is sure to come. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prepared for them azaban shadida, very, very severe punishment. Innahum sa'a ma kanu ya'malun. Evil is what they are doing. Verily, whatever their actions are, whatever their deeds are, and all this rejection and all these lies, and all these false oaths and all these false qasams, it is evil what they are doing. Whatever they have done is all evil. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informs, اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله فلهم عذاب مهين. Again, the meaning of which is this, that why do they take these qasams? Why do they take these false oaths? They do that so that they may make that a shield. They read the kalima. They take the qasam upon that kalima, that we read this kalima with deep-hearted faith. But in the meantime, there is no iman in their hearts. They are hypocrites, they are munafiqeen. And all the other qasams that they were taking also, it was just so that it may be a shield, so that people may not recognize them, what they are. Whether they are believers or they are disbelievers. They wanted the benefit from both sides. If the Muslims were successful in any venture, then they wanted a share out of that booty because they said we are believers. And when the Muslims were losing, it was a test from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that for a little while there was some kind of loss, then immediately these people turned around. They made the masjid, which was called Masjid al-Zirar. Allah Ta'ala referred it to as Masjid al-Zirar, to harm the Muslims. So once again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is informing that their qasams are just a shield. They take it to make it a shield and prevent the people from the path of Allah Ta'ala. To prevent the people from coming into Islam, from coming into deen, from practicing upon the Quran, practicing upon the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and from believing in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, the prophethood of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, belief in the Akhirat, in Jannah, Jahannam, these people take the Qasams and use it as a shield. But they use it as a shield for this purpose, that people may believe in them as Muslims, but after that, behind their backs, this is what they do, prevent people from the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala warns, لَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Their wealth and their children will not help them in any way against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If they think that because of their wealth and because of their children and because of their riches and because of their position and because of all these lies, they will somehow be protected from the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then they are only deceiving themselves and fooling themselves. It will not help them, it will not come to their assistance, that wealth they will not be able to bribe anybody on the day of judgment. Their punishment is sure to come, but a warning Allah Ta'ala is giving. And He says that they are the inmates of the fire. As I said, I'm just giving you the meaning. They are inmates of Jahannam, of fire of Jahannam. And they will remain there forever. So what kind of aqal and intelligence is that where the person is bartering his iman? The person is selling his iman. The person is opposing Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and thinking that he will get away when there is a day of judgment, where he is going to be punished. And these people without iman will remain forever and ever in Jahannam. Now the question, why should they remain forever and ever, whereas they have only disbelieving for 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. So they should have only been kept in Jahannam for 50 years. And the Muslim believed in Allah Ta'ala for 60 years, 80 years, then he should be in Jannat for 80 years. Reason is that this person who was disbelieving, it was his intention and a determination that even if I am blessed with life of 100 years, then I will continue in this faith and in this evil actions of mine and in this disbelief of mine and in this rejection of mine. So he's being punished now because of that niyat to remain forever and ever in that state. And the believer, if you have to ask him that you have to be given life, if you have to be given life for 1,000,000 years or 1,000,000,000 years, what is your intention? If he's a true believer, he'll say, even if it is 10,000,000,000 years, my intention and niyat is to remain a believer in Allah Ta'ala all my life. So look at how important that niyat is and that intention is. Now this person is getting Jannat forever and ever on that niyat of his. Therefore, immediately after that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا فَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ كَمَا يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. The day when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will raise all of them, everyone, from day one till the day of Qiyamah, every person will be raised. There will be a day of judgment, everyone will be raised. So on that day also they will take qasams front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and think that just as in the world we took lots of qasams and we got away with our qasams, we deceived people with our qasams and false oaths. How much of false oaths we take and we think we have deceived people. They say they will think that just as in the world they deceive people, here also front of Allah Ta'ala they'll take qasams also. Allah Ta'ala says, just as if you're taking qasams front of you, front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sahaba ikram. And then they will think also that they are on a very good footing. They are in good state. With these qasams they will be able to solve the problems. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, nay, they are liars. They are real liars. What has happened in their case? Allah Ta'ala declares, and that is where we have to be opening our ears and listening carefully, and our hearts.
اسْتَحْوَذَ عَلَيْهِمُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ الشَّيْطَانِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ.
Shaitan became غالب. Shaitan became dominant in the life. Shaitan overpowered them. Shaitan overpowered them and became dominant and made them forget the zikrullah, made them forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, put them into negligence, put them into indifference, put them into a false state of security that nothing is happening, so therefore Allah ta'ala must be pleased, because with all the false oaths and qasams and with all our lies and with all our disobedience of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because although this was for those munafiqeen, but until the day of Qiyamah, as I said, these ayat are there for us to take lessons, that if this was the state of the munafiqeen, then how careful we should be, and how careful we should be with regards to the warnings. So therefore Allah Ta'ala says that the shaitan made them forget zikrullah. Remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They forgot that our Allah, or that Allah is our creator. He is watching. He is all powerful, He is almighty. He is the one who has blessed us with our life. And He is the one who is sustaining us. That much aqal they should have had, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who is sustaining them. With His hukam they are living. And if He orders that they must fall flat on the ground, then even if He is a world-class boxer, He'll fall flat on the ground. If He's a world-class wrestler also, with a huge body, He will fall flat on the ground within seconds. Doesn't even take seconds. Hukam of Allah Ta'ala. That die, finish, dead. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave birth, and Allah Ta'ala will give death. Allah Ta'ala will call to account. He is the one who blessed with that intellect and everything else. Now after mentioning all these things, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then says, who are these people?
Ulaika hizbu shaytan. Ala inna hizba shaytani humul khasirun.
That's the party I was talking about. We all want to know which party to give vote to. This is that party of shaitan. We should not be giving our votes to party of shaitan. That means those who have got these type of sifat of the munafiqeen, then that is the party that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rejects. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, don't befriend. That means don't become bosom pals with such kind of people who have got enmity for Islam, for Deen, for Sharia, for Quran and Sunnah. But as I stated earlier, that it is permissible if a person has to vote for the lesser of the two evils, because we are living in a society where there are lots of needs of the society, and as long as the person himself is on guard and is careful not to indulge and engage in those kind of sins and activities. But for the benefit of the community, if he is voting for some party that is lesser of the two evils, then we'll say that it's permissible. But here we are discussing the party in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and which will remain till the day of Qiyamah. And that is that party of shaitan. How much of it we are seeing in our lives now? How much of it, whether it's America, whether it's France, take the whole of Europe, not only Europe and America, but look at the other countries of the world, so much so that even in the Muslim countries, whether it's Pakistan, or whether it is Qatar, or Bahrain, or whether it is Libya, or whether it is Saudi Arabia, how many people are two-faced. On the one hand, they are befriending the enemies, and getting the dollars and getting the pounds. And on the other hand, they are loudly proclaiming that we are Muslims of a Muslim country. Is there any evidence that is required? Just bankroll billions of dollars and finish. And you can buy off anything. You can buy the country off. You can put your helicopters to fly into those countries and bombard anybody they wish to. And they rule your country. So this is the party that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is talking about, Hizbu Shaitan. That is one party, Hizbu Shaitan. That there is nothing in that party except encouragement towards evil, towards sins, towards vices, towards murders, towards killings, towards usurping the rights, towards tyranny, injustice, oppression, and anything you can think of. That is the party of Shaitan. In the party of Shaitan, there is nothing but hypocrisy, there is nothing but lies, there is nothing but cheat and deceit. That is the party of Shaitan. Now we have to see in our actions and our deeds and our lives that how much is there of the party of Shaitan. But the Quran Sharif, wherever we have the ayat of Jannat, then you will have ayats of Jahannam. And wherever you have ayat and verses of the fire of Jahannam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala balances it with the verses of Jannat. Where the warnings are given that if you do this, do that, then it's a fire of Jahannam. And the person will think that, does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala like any kind of punishment? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, out of His fazl and kindness, then gives us the other side. That why are these ayat revealed? Why are these verses revealed? So that we may not be of that party. So that we may be of the party which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now describes in the verses which follow. But to complete that, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَئِكَ فِي الْأَذَلِّينَ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, those who oppose Allah Ta'ala and His messengers, those who are in opposition to Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger. Ulaika fil azalin. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make them of the most disgraced and humiliated of people. And it is mentioned in the Quran Sharif that those whom Allah Ta'ala will enter into the fire of Jahannam, then they are the most disgraced and humiliated. Irrespective of what kind of position they may hold in this world, what kind of name and fame they may have, how much of property and wealth they may have owned. But if they have rejected Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and belief in Akhirat and Qiyamah, and if they were of this party of Shaitan, so then entry into Jahannam is the most disgraceful thing for anyone. Allah Ta'ala is Qawi, very, very strong and powerful, and is exalted in might. Now the other party. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه يدخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها
radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu, ulaika hizbullah, ala inna hizballahi humul muflihun.
Now without going into very much detail, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, la tajidu qawman yu'minuna billah wal yawmil akhir.
You will never find those people who believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and in the last day. Allah ta'ala says, you will never, never, ever find a person who truly and sincerely and deep-heartedly believes in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the last day. Befriending those who are opposed to Allah ta'ala and His Rasul. As I discussed earlier, keep that in mind. One is assisting, helping, trading and dealing in an honest way, and presenting the best of akhlaq before them, good character, to be kind to them, to help and assist the poor, the needy, destitute, now all that is permissible. Now here we are talking about there is a battle, there is a war that is going on, the enemies of Islam are trying to destroy the Muslim Ummah. They want to form a coalition of forces and come and fight against the Muslims in Madina Sharif. Now all these things are happening, and on the other side these people, some of them are sitting in the majlis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but they are spies. Or they are befriending the Jews. So now this was for them. So now we are talking about the party of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, never will you ever find, once again the meaning of these verses which I have just recited, that you will never find a people who believe in Allah Ta'ala and the last day befriending those who are in opposition to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Those who are enemies of Allah Ta'ala and His deen. Those are opposition to the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So you will never find a Muslim making such kind of people intimate friends and bosom pals and giving them all information about the Ummah and behaving like our present day Muslim government, some of the rulers are behaving, or some of the people are behaving, or even in our societies. وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ, that even if those people are their fathers, that on the one side, is this person of Iman, this person of belief in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the last day, and on the other side is his own father. Then too you won't find these people befriending them, because that father is in opposition to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. They are fighting Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam and his companions. So you will never find them befriending them even though they are their fathers. Or their sons, or their brothers, or their families. Everyone is covered there. Whether it's father, mother, brother, sister, family, everybody is covered. But with emphasis, these people are mentioned because generally we will say that that's my father, that's my brother. But there are so many incidents in the history of Islam, and it may surprise us that what kind of Iman they must have had in the battle of Badr and in other battles. Sometimes their opposition from the enemy side, their opposition was their own fathers. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's son once mentioned to him, he says, in the battle of Badr, so many times you came in front of me, but I let you go. I could have taken the sword and taken your neck off. That was what he was trying to say. That because you were my father, therefore I let you go. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if you came in front of me, I would have taken your neck off. Because you were fighting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his people. I wouldn't have let you go. Because it was a battle. Prabhu Vaida, and so many other incidents, if you have to go into all that now. There somebody will say that, well, how can you do that? But of course, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he stopped them. He said, no, don't do it. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, his father, before they accepted Islam, so his father swore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and spoke ill about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala asked for permission. Oh, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala gave one punch to his father fell down. And when this incident Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was informed about, so he said, you shouldn't have done that. He said, Ya Rasulullah, somebody was swearing you, cursing you. And that was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he told him, don't do it. But it was showing the enmity and for those people who opposed Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and fought against the Muslims. If they don't fight against the Muslims, they don't chase them out of their homes, they don't suppress and oppress, then it is a different ruling. Then you practice on this deen and sharia and invite them nicely towards the deen of Islam. But if there is a battle that is being waged, then what? So Islam gives us guidance in all cases. So we mustn't just apply this in as a general rule now in everywhere that this is what a person must do to his father. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, you shouldn't have done that. But this was their iman. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that you will never find these people be friendly. Even though those people may be their fathers, their sons, their children, their wives, their brothers, their sisters, whoever they may be. أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has written iman on their hearts, engraved iman on their hearts. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has supported them with the spirit from His side. He gave them that sakina, He gave them that contentment, He gave them that noor of hidayat, He gave them all those things from His side. Because they were people who had that kind of iman in their hearts. And Allah Ta'ala will not only stop there, but He will enter them into Jannat. Just as those people, He will enter them into Jahannam, these people, Allah Ta'ala will enter them into Jannat. He will enter them into paradise. The sacrifices that they made, they will be rewarded fully now in the hereafter, because in this world you cannot reward anybody fully. The sun is going to shine on the heads of everybody. The waters of the ocean, the enemies can ply their boats and the Muslims and believers can ply their boats. The food and the drink and everything else, just as it gives strength to the body of a mu'min, it will give strength to the body of the kuffar mushrikeen also. Doesn't mean that if somebody who is a wrestler or is a boxer, now he eats dozens of eggs and he devours a couple chicken and all kinds of steak and meat and everything, and he won't get strength in his body. He'll get strength. And a Muslim also, if he does it, he'll get strength. So this world is not a world for complete rewards and complete punishment. That is in the Akhirah. So Allah Ta'ala will give complete reward now in the Akhirah. And it will be His fazal, it will be His ihsan. That for those few years that you sacrificed, you had to sometime oppose your father, sometimes your mother, sometimes your sisters and brothers and uncles and family members. They made a joke of you, they criticized you, they laughed at you, they made a mockery of you. Because you were practicing upon deen and sharia, so they made a mockery that, what's this beard like a goat's beard? You don't look nice in it. What's this all the time? Where are you going? Namaz time. Where are you going? Namaz time. And what's this? You don't want to watch TV and movies and come to the disco and cinema and theater. And what difference does it make if all men, women and all sit together and eat and have a nice party and joke and laugh and socialize? What kind of a mullah and sufi you are? So all those kinds of things you have to endure. So now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give the person rewards from his side. And when Allah ta'ala gives rewards in Jannah, and the greatest of which reward is that we'll see Allah ta'ala for whom we were restraining ourselves. That Allah for whom this young person was taking the pain on his heart, Now Allah Ta'ala will give him pools of Jannat, rivers of Jannat, lakes of Jannat, gardens of Jannat, palaces of Jannat. No pain, no sickness, no disease, no ill health. No enmity, no hatred, no pride, no arrogance. Nobody will dislike him, nobody will trouble him, and nobody will give him any kind of insults and criticism, nothing. If this person, he adopted the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah, then he can say, Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Haqeeqat isko tu kar de main surat leke aaya hoon. حقیقت اس کو تو کر دے میں صورت لے کے آیا ہوں. Oh Allah, I just come with outward form. Now you make it حقیقت. تیرے محبوب کی یا رب شباعت لے کے آیا ہوں. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. This is not just promises of politicians. Politicians also make a lot of promises. We will supply you with homes and service delivery. And we will give you all your needs. We will fulfill all your needs. We will get the roads also tarred up. And we will get the verge all cut up. And we will give you whatever you demand because it's election time. So they will make all kinds of promises. All kinds of promises they will make. So this is not that kind of promise. This is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's promise. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا. Oh, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that whose promise can be better than the promise of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's promise. Another verse which is not coming to mind now. But in any case, so Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And we will enter them into Jannat, into paradise beneath which rivers flow. They will remain in there forever and ever. Ah, what enjoyment they will get forever and ever in Jannat after that. A few years of life in this world. Temporary. Look at how the years are going by. A child is crawling, then is walking, then is running, then he goes to grade 1, grade 5, grade 9, 10, 11, 12 and finish, then goes to university, and then suddenly that same little child, even though he may not end up in university, but suddenly gets married, and after that now that person himself has children. The years just go by. So just for a few years, that's all we have to obey Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and take that little pain on our hearts. And then Allah Ta'ala says, remain there in Jannat forever and ever. Khalidina fiha. And that's not all. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah Ta'ala pleased with them and they pleased with Allah Ta'ala. If only we can understand this, Allah Ta'ala pleased with that person. Or they, Allah Ta'ala pleased with them who were obedient, they were not from the party of shaitan. And they pleased with Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala says that I'm pleased, that means the kingdoms are all that person. All the kingdoms are his. In Jannat, of course, all the kingdoms will be. But even in this world, when the person is pleasing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then at the time of death also the angels will make the same kind of announcement. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. So this pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is guaranteeing to these people. He will enter them into Jannat and give them his rada and his pleasure. Wa ridwanum minallahi akbar. Greatest thing that a person can achieve is rada. He can do all the works of deen also, but if there's no ikhlas and there's no rada and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then it's useless. So seek from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Allah, His pleasure. And this is that party that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُّ أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُّ اللَّهِ. That was Hizbu Shaitan, now this is Hizbullah. This is not that Hizbullah party that's there in Beirut or Lebanon. This is that Hizbullah, Allah Ta'ala's party, in which there are such kind of people that you will never find them befriending. Befriending means bosom pals, as we say, intimate friend. And the person is on the deen and way of life of that intimate friend of his. We are not talking about dealing and all the other things that I explained, because people get the wrong meaning sometimes. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ala inna hizballah humul muflihun. So the Hizbullah, the party of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that is the successful party. Whether they are in the minority or whether they are in the majority. Whether the person is an individual or is in a group. Whether the person is being criticized and mocked and teased and ridiculed, or he is being garlanded and welcomed and given some kind of recognition. All these things are immaterial. If he is of this group, which Allah Ta'ala describes as Hizbullah, then that is the successful group. Elections in this world can be won by many, many parties. Different parties win elections. Sometimes it's this party and sometimes it's overthrown in another party. But in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, sometimes all those parties are Hizbu Shaitan. So in the election, people want to know who we must vote for. The first thing we must remember is that we must vote for Hizbullah. In our lives, we must be of the party of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then with regards to the local elections or country's elections, then within the parameters of Sharia, if a person votes, as long as it is not so that we may get more contracts. The person doesn't just jump from party to party because of contracts and government benefits. He doesn't want to just go there, but which party today we can say is really interested in serving the community? Everyone is looking at the perks, looking at the big, big salaries, checks, and looking at the benefits and advantages, the kind of number of flights that they get from all free of charge, and the homes, and all the tax benefits, and all the other benefits that they get. Where is that government of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala? Where is that government of the Khulafa'i Rashidin? On one extremely hot day, who does not know what kind of heat in Kamukarama Madina Tayyiba? And as Umar radiallahu ta'ala is coming out and is searching for something. He said, what are you looking for, Amirul Mu'mineen? He said, one camel of the Baytul Mal, one camel from the treasury, went astray somewhere, disappeared somewhere. So I'm searching for that camel. But you should have sent somebody in the first place, one camel, if it goes, what does it mean? Says, on the day of Qiyamah, Umar will be asked, whilst you were Amirul Mu'mineen, due to some negligence that camel went in. So therefore I'm going to search for you. Show us somebody in these times. And all the other incidents that we read, we can go on whole night. So at least if it is not that, then there must be a sincere desire to do some khidmat of the people, to serve them, and as a Muslim then for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's a creation of Allah Ta'ala, it's a makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore it is my duty to help and assist in whichever way I can, and if it is through the government structures, then Alhamdulillah will do through that. So nothing wrong with that. But we, in our lives, we must be from the Hizbullah. Then see how Allah Ta'ala gives us in this world also Izzat, respect, honor, and in the Akhirat also.
Umar radiallahu ta'ala, look at this. When he passed away, and we are taking his name with such respect even today, and it will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. The same with all the other companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Their sacrifices will be mentioned. And does a person do the same with all the corrupt officials and ministers who went down in history with the type of extravagances and the corruption, the kind of taxpayers' monies that they squandered, millions and millions or going into billions. Taxpayers were under the yoke of their injustice and oppression and tyranny. So will a person take the name with great respect after some years? They don't even take it while they are living. So these are the two parties that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informs us of. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us all of the Hizbullah. I will conclude with a very famous incident that one politician who was standing for the third term. First term finished, second term finished, he could still stand for the third term. So he was a very honest politician. Very few you find very honest. In any case, this was a very honest politician. So he informed the electorate and he informed them and told them. He says, look, the first five years that I stood for election and you voted for me. So the first 5 years I made sure that I filled my pockets sufficiently and I made enough properties for myself and I took care of all my needs and luxuries and everything else. Then you voted me again for the second time. Then the second time I made sure that my whole family is taken care of. I gave them enough contracts, gave them enough deals and properties and perks and everything else. So I have taken care of myself also, and in the second term I took care of my family. Now if you vote for me, then I will really, really serve you. I'll go out of my way to serve you. But if you vote for my opposition, then he's going to start first with himself. And then after that for his family. So you'll have to wait for another 10 years before he's going to start serving you. So you rather give me the vote so that I will serve you. That is the politicians of our time. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us all hidayat. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal-mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahim, Ya Arhamar Rahim, Ya Arhamar Rahim. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you. We are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. Ay Rabbi Kareem, in our lives there are so much traits of Hizbu Shaitan. But we are ashamed of that, my Allah. We are not bragging, we are not proud, we are not arrogant. We are not advertising. We are not claiming piety which we don't have. But we recognize your might, your power, your qudrat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we know you are all powerful, all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Therefore we are begging you, my beloved Allah. We are begging of you to make us of the Hizbullah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us of your party. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Forgive our major and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi Paak, sallallahu. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan.
ہمیں اپنا بنا لے ہمارا بن جا, اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری, جو تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا زمین میری. اے رب کریم ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما, رحم فرما, رحم فرما. Change the direction of our lives. Bless us with your marifat, with yaqeen, with tawakkul and trust. Bless us with your qurb. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Especially the ummat of Nabiye Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram. When the time of our death comes, take us to Medina Tayyibah. Salamati e deen aur aza ke saath shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Bless us with burial in Baqi. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. We acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful ones, but where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go, my beloved Allah? There is no door for us besides your door. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. انولپ از ان یور رحمت ان یور مرسی پر بہترین مغفرت ہوگا. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in difficulties and hardship, remove the pain and suffering. Those who have no children, bless them with pious birth. Those whose children have gone on to drink drugs, vices, evil, bring them back onto sirat and mustaqim. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did for us. Bless the ummat with their goodness. From all the mischief, corruption, fitna that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna, wa tub alayna, wa tub alayna. Innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.